Hey guys, so we have a new episode, an actual real new episode coming out tomorrow. This is just like a quick bonus thing that we put together for you. You might have already seen this, but on Sunday after the Super Bowl, the MVP was giving a press conference, you know, those sort of post-game interviews which are designed so that no one will ever say anything interesting, when he was interrupted by something that was interesting.
I always imagine myself making great plays, but you never think about being MVP.
Investigate 9/11. 9/11 was perpetrated by people within our own government.
The guy interrupting him was Matthew Mills. He identified himself as an independent journalist from New York. He was immediately arrested. And the day afterwards, a lot of people did what people do whenever someone who was totally unknown becomes momentarily famous, which is to look them up on Facebook. What a lot of people found was a different Matthew Mills. Matthew Mills, who's a filmmaker from Brooklyn. Matthew had changed his profile picture to a picture of the 9/11 truther Matthew Mills. It was supposed to be a joke for his friends. He didn't realize that his Facebook profile was set to the most public privacy setting, which meant that some of the journalists looking for truther Matthew Mills would find filmmaker Matthew Mills.
I got a thing from a guy named Kyle Sheely at WCCO in Minneapolis, and it said, "We'd love to talk to you about Super Bowl last night." So I emailed back, and I said, "I'll talk to you anytime," thinking I'm going to burst the guy's bubble as soon as he calls me, right?
Right.
And the guy calls, and he's like, "Hey, is this Matthew Mills from the Super Bowl?" And I said, "This is Matthew Mills."
So you weren't, you were being like sort of dishonest by omission, but you were trying to tell the truth.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to goad this guy for a minute and just, you know, be silly. And the guy just kind of launched right in and was like, "We'd love to do an interview with you. I can put you on the air in like 5 minutes. Can we, you can either hold or I can call you back." And I was like, yeah, I'll go on the air. You bet.
Well, I'm joined by that man this morning here on WCCO, Matthew Mills, an independent journalist from Brooklyn. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. It's a wonderful day to be a patriot.
Yes.
And the DJ is really, really nice, the morning show guy. And the producer, Kyle, is on as well. And they kind of asked me a few questions. And the guy's really super nice, like that good old Midwestern charm.
So did you feel a little guilty?
I started to feel a little bit like, all right, I gotta kind of come out of this. So they gave me an opportunity. They went to an audio clip again from the 9/11 truther, from the other Matthew Mills. And they came back and they asked something like, "I can't believe we've got you on the phone. How would you ever get out of, you know, jail or whatever?" And I was like, "Guys, it's not me.
You guys are awesome. You got the wrong Matthew Mills."
And the guy was like, "Oh, you punked us."
We got punked then.
A little bit, yeah. Hey, I've been having fun. So my name is Matthew Mills, and I live in Brooklyn.
Kind of was funny about it.
He wasn't too mad.
He wasn't mad at all, or didn't seem like it. He played the role of good sport. Kyle, the producer who was also on the air, was not happy.
Was Kyle unhappy on the air? Like, was he?
Kyle was unhappy on the air.
Kyle's not happy.
Yeah, he can go screw himself. As far as I'm concerned.
Come on.
They politely kind of thanked me and, you know, we talked about the Super Bowl a little bit and how this is crazy and, you know, had a good laugh.
Wait, so you guys then talked about just like, you were like, ah, like, how about those Broncos?
Yeah, he was like, "So did you enjoy the game at least?" I'm like, kind of, you know, like, and at that point I was kind of like, "Can I just go now?" So then about an hour later, I get a call from WMGC 105.1 in Detroit, the ESPN affiliate, sports radio. And the guy was just really aggressive. I didn't like him at all.
What do you mean when you say really aggressive?
"Hey, Matthew, what's up, man? It's Jeff. How you doing? Great, great. Listen. Hey, man, love what you're doing. Want to put you on the air." But the guy was just like, I don't know, very assumptive and didn't vet me at all. And he's like, "We're going to call you back in like 15 minutes and we'll do a pre-tape for our afternoon drive." I was like, "All right, great." Now I'm thinking in the next 15 minutes, this guy is going to figure it out and I'm not going to get a call back. Right?
Like, right.
He's going to do a little more research. Says, "Let me just double check this guy." No, no such thing. So they call, and I just kept rolling with it. And we were on for like probably 9 or 10 minutes.
Oh, hey, Matthew.
Yes.
How you doing? It's Drew and Mark, Sports Radio 105.1 in Detroit. How you doing?
Fine. How are you guys?
Okay. I assume you're out of the, or you got somebody bailed you out?
Yeah.
So you played basically the character of
9/11 truther, crazy guy,
for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and they, you know, they were just like asking the most inane questions, and I was giving more inane answers.
You got a national TV, international TV, though, right?
I did.
and you got your message out, which is that you think there's a conspiracy involving 9/11 specifically, right?
Don't you? They asked, you know, tell me about a conspiracy theory and how do people control their minds, and I was like, Scientology. And then they're like, well, how do you protect yourself from being overwhelmed by all this mind control? And I was like, a helmet.
So what sent your truth, or what's the truth?
I think you just need, the truth is you need to investigate. You journalists need to do your job better.
We're asking the source. We're asking the person who was there.
I wasn't there on 9/11.
No, not regarding 9/11, regarding yesterday.
Yeah, what about yesterday? It was great.
I don't feel too bad for these guys because I don't think what they were trying to do was even that good. And I think that a journalist should be careful. But I also feel a little bit bad because I've had the job of having to quickly find someone. And if someone wanted to trick me, like if someone wanted me to believe that they weren't who they said they were, I don't know how I'd fact check that.
Before you start rolling to record on an interview, you might say, is this Matthew Mills? Yes, it is. Are you the same Matthew Mills that busted into the Super Bowl last night and interrupted the MVP press conference? No, I'm not.
They didn't do that?
They did not do that.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't feel bad for them.
Not at all. And never mind, like, just the grossness of trying to get that person on the air who you know he's not necessarily playing on the same level field that we all think we are.
If you're booking him, you want to hear from him because he's made a spectacle out of himself and because you want to continue that spectacle, not because you want to air his views.
Right.
And do you feel like, I mean, do you feel like you've learned something or like that your perspective has changed this week? Or did you have sort of a low opinion that's just been confirmed?
I have had a pretty low opinion that's been confirmed, but I also probably think I found a softer spot in my heart for people with really extreme opinions. No wonder they want to try to jump into a press conference or streak across a stage or, you know, whatever. The attention you get right after is apparently huge. I mean, I can't imagine what the real guy's email and Facebook and Twitter feeds are like. I'm like the loose change.
R. Matthew Mills is a filmmaker in Brooklyn. If you'd like to check out his movie, it is called We Always Lie to Strangers. And I'm PJ Vogt. If you want to hear more TLDR, subscribe to us on iTunes or check us out on our website, tldr.onthemedia.org.